Welcome to Tales of Bedlam, a fairy tale audio comedy. I'm your host, Knob Twister.
I don't want to be sofa-sitter tonight.
Then be whatever you would like.
Alam, Baba.
Every Thursday, we will present to you another hand-picked fairy tale from a different time, place, and culture.
And dimension.
Dimension.
I hate dimensions. They ruin my TV shows.
I hate getting trapped in dimensions.
Different dimension. Oh, he died, but we brought him back from the other dimension.
Blah,
welcome to Marvel. At Tales
That's
of Bedlam.
DC. God.
At Tales of Bedlam, we are grateful for you, the listener.
We love you, listener.
Let us know how we're doing. Leave a comment on Facebook, Twitter, or our website at talesofbedlam.com.
Please do. My watch go ding, ding, ding.
And if you think Bubba is amazing.
Bubba.
I am amazing.
Then the best way to help us is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. It really does help others find us.
It's because we want your friends to be as happy as you are.
That's correct. And that's the only reason. It has nothing to do with our pocketbook.
I don't have a pocketbook. I don't live in the 1800s.
Today's story is straight from Brothers Grimm.
Ooh, Brothers Grimm tale.
Death of the Little Hen. And we have a very special guest with us today.
Can't see him.
Mr. Death Hades.
Oh.
I am Death.
Mr. Death, you just sit there and read your lines because you are a pain in the butt.
I am very glad to be here today, Bubba.
All right. You just read your lines and keep your little sickle away from me, jerk.
Dustin, will you start us off with Death of the Little Hen?
I certainly will. Oh, it's my favorite opening ever. Once upon a time, the little hen went with the little chick to the nut hill. Well, why wouldn't they? If I had a nut hill, I'd go. And they agreed together that whichsoever, all one word, of whiskey got me.
Are you okay?
Mind your business, wellness director. I'm fine.
Would you like an aspirin?
I don't need any aspirin. Put the sickle down. And they agreed together that whichsoever of them found a kernel of a nut should share it with the other.
Sharing
is caring. Then the hen found a large nut.
Whoa, that's a nut.
It was on Nut Hill, but said nothing about it. Ooh.
Wait, you should have said nothing about it.
we're not doing bad puns. That's
bad.
Oh,
man.
That's not okay. But said nothing about it. That's funny. Intending to eat the kernel herself. Selfish.
The kernel, however, was so large that she could not swallow it.
Mm-hmm. That's what you get.
And it remained sticking in her throat, so that she was alarmed, lest she should be choked.
Yep.
Then she cried, "Chick! I entreat you to run as fast as you can and fetch me some water or I shall choke."
"No, little hen is truly dead till the ripples of life have smoothed upon the waters."
Oh, man, do you have to be so creepy?
"I am Death."
Understood. Little Rooster ran as fast as he could to the well and said, "Well, what's happening here? The hen and the chick. Where'd the rooster come in?"
I thought that was weird when I first read it, but the little hen and the little rooster are the same.
Oh.
It is weird. At first, it just calls them the little chick, and then suddenly it's a little rooster for the remainder of the story.
They can't do that. That's not okay.
That's what they did.
So we have a little hen and a little rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Little Rooster ran fast as he could to the well and said, "Well, you must give me some water. The little hen's lying on the nut mountain, and she's about to choke to death."
"First, run to the bridge," the well answered, "and get some red silk for me."
Duh.
According to Chinese legend, the Empress was sipping tea under a mulberry tree when a cocoon fell into her cup and began to unravel.
What?
The Empress became so enamored with the shimmering threads, she looked to discover the source. A silkworm found in the mulberry tree. The silk was born by the death of a baby worm.
Did that have anything to do with story, Sir Death?
Yes.
I think he was just pointing out the origin of silk.
Oh. What? Don't just throw random stuff in the story. Now I'm confused.
Stop confusing people, Death. Please. Please. Jeez, just go back to your yoga.
Down.
I'm going to check Dustin's hourglass.
What the hell? So Little Rooster ran to the bridge and said, "Right, I need some red silk from you. The silk is for the whale. Who'll give me some water to take up to the little hen who's lying on the nut mountain where she swallowed a large kernel and is about to choke to death?"
The bride answered,
"First run and fetch me my wreath. They got caught on the branch of a willow."
"No, chicken's not going to make it."
"The drooping branches of a willow tree resemble tears."
"Thank you for that."
"I am Death."
"Man, you're so weird. Who hired you?"
"He was cheap. He only works for chickens."
I'm talking to HR. So Little Rooster ran to the willow, pulled the wreath from the branch, and brought it back to the bride. In return, the bride gave him some red silk. And the Little Rooster brought it to the well, who gave him water in exchange. And then the little old lady swallowed a fly, but we don't know why she swallowed a fly. The Little Rooster brought the water to the hen, but by the time he'd reached her, she had choked to death and laid there motionless and dead. Hope you're happy now.
"Not happy, only content."
"Yeah, you would be happy, wouldn't you?"
I think it'd be a great time to have a...
Oh, we need a sponsor break?
Sponsor break.
That's hilarious.
How about, Mr. Death Hades, you just take a short break.
Yeah, go kill something.
Have a smoke break.
Leave us alone for a minute.
Tick tock, tick tock. I'll be back.
Thank you. Try not to get a tumor while you're gone either.
It's not a tumor.
All right, well, guess what we have for you today? It's exciting times at BrickleBrit Inc., and the executives have declared that we must keep the adoring masses up to date with all the exciting developments with a Tales of Bedlam newsletter.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah!
It may mean a little overtime for the writers and other assorted peons, but Mr. Death Hades, who is out smoking,
yes,
has declared no more lunch breaks until it has been made so.
We do love our food, so we are proud to announce in the very near future our newsletter will be available on a monthly basis with special announcements as the powers that be see fit.
How can I get this amazing, informative newsletter, you ask?
Yes, how can I?
It's super simple. All we need is an email address, a notarized letter of recommendation, a DNA sample, a cashier's check for
your firstborn.
Death, I told you to take a break.
Be on. Be gone.
I've just been informed that due to various legal regulations, we will need an email address.
We will just need an email address. We will not need... You can go to our website of Tales of... You can go to our website at...
Don't call Death in.
Christmas. I always say, go to the website 10 times a day and I can't say it. You can go to our website at talesofbedlam.com and enter your information in our brand new subscribe box.
Yes.
Then just sit back, enjoy our latest episode, and wait for the goodness to arrive.
For public health and the safety of our donkeys, please don't send us any DNA, but cashier checks are fine.
Oh, yes, they are. We won't send them back. Please don't send us DNA.
So,
oh, Lord,
back to the story. Quick recap. Oh, yes, you can come back in death.
Chicken died. Yeah, you're back up. Chicken
the
died.
The chicken had choked to death while waiting for a drink of water from his friend, the little rooster.
The chicken wasn't very resourceful.
May I sit here?
Where are we? Oh, that's right.
It's on you. Here.
Got it. I'm on it. Little Rooster became so sad that he uttered a loud cry.
Oh.
That was sad.
That it was.
And all the animals came and mourned for her.
That touched me. You can't see it, but I'm holding my heart.
Poor dead chicken. Chicken wings.
6 mice built a little wagon that was to carry little hen to her grave.
What?
When the wagon was finished, the mice harnessed themselves to it, and the little rooster was to drive the wagon. Along the way, they encountered the fox, who asked, "Where are you going, little rooster?"
"I'm off to bury my little hen."
"May I ride with you?"
"Of course you can't, jerk. You're a fox." Oop, off script. "Yes, yes. But since you're so heavy, take a seat in the back. If you sit up front, my horses would fall." "What?" "I gotta go back." 6 mice built a wagon that horses were carrying?
I think that he's referring to the horses as they're the mice. The mice are the horses.
Why didn't we just...
Because they hitched themselves to the wagon that they built.
The mice harness themselves to it, but they're not horses. They're mice. Why didn't you just say, "My team"? I'm sorry. Ugh, details. The devil is in the details.
You find this weird? Does anyone find it odd? This introduction to another character that has no purpose to forward the plot?
You don't know that, Death. Sit down. Why do you keep getting up?
I'm restless.
Put the sickle down.
Must reap.
He's looking at you very creepily.
I'll punch his face. I'm good with it. I have my will filled out. If you sat up front, my horses would fall and the wagon would crack. Even though they're not horses, they're mice. So the fox sat down in the back. Then the wolf. What? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Keep going.
The bear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The wolf and the bear and the stag.
Uh-huh.
The lion.
Lions and tigers and bears.
And
oh,
stags.
My.
And all the animals in the forest took a seat in the back.
That's
These
right.
were some strong freaking mice.
Super mice. They were Arnold mice.
Well.
Thus they continued their journey until they came to a brook.
"How shall we get across?" asked the little rooster.
A straw was lying near the brook and said,
"I'll lay myself across the brook, then you can drive over me."
Yeah.
Because makes a lot of sense.
You know why? Because we're back to Brothers Grimm and the mushroom eating.
A straw is going to hold.
Somebody needed to get to the Brothers Grimm's house and get the mushrooms out of their hands.
We need a time machine stat.
What Where's the heck?
It? We need a TARDIS.
A straw.
A TARDIS.
And this was a lion, a bear, a stag, and a wolf.
Yes, not and to mention
fox,
the rooster.
A rooster.
And 6 mice are dragging this thing.
Are going over the brook?
They're going 0.0378 miles per hour.
If that.
No, sorry.
Centimeters.
Scratch that. Per day.
Oh my gosh. This has gone over the top. I don't even want to see how this ends. However, as soon as the 6 mice touched the bridge... Well, shockingly enough, the straw slipped and fell into the water, and the 6 mice went tumbling after and drowned.
I remember this day. It kept me very busy.
You're ferrying mice? Come on, man. You need to get a hobby. You need to get a different hobby.
He has a hobby. He's the head of our
health and wellness department.
Yeah, well, that's working out. Yeah, see how well it's working out? So the situation was just as bad as it has been. No, that's not true, but I'm going to start over. So the situation was just as bad as it had been before. I think it's a worse.
I think it's worse. Yeah. Much, much worse.
But, oh, wait. But a piece of hot coal came along.
Oh, yeah.
It just was rolling down the road, apparently, and said, how does one imitate the voice of a piece of hot coal?
I don't know.
I'm large enough. I lay myself across and you can drive over me. That's not going to end well. Then the piece of coal also laid itself across the water.
Smart.
But then was it extinguished? But unfortunately, it grazed the surface a little. Soon it started hissing, and before long, it was extinguished and died.
Smooth water. No ripples. Just sizzle.
Really? With the coal?
Yes.
The coal died. I guess he's got to ferry it to the other side.
Do you have assistance to help with all the inanimate objects in the world?
Coal, what's going on? Would coal heaven be like, I don't know, like, would they be reverted to hardwood trees?
I'd say it was a bunch of stockings. Coal heaven.
When a stone saw that, it took pity on Little Rooster and offered its help. It lay down across the water, and now Little Rooster himself pulled the wagon across because the six mice were dead.
Yeah.
When he reached the other side and was already on land with dead Little Hen, he wanted to help the others in the back out of the wagon, but there were too many of them, and the wagon slipped backward, causing everyone to fall into the water and drown.
This is the worst story ever.
Everybody died.
Morbid.
Very morbid.
Everybody dies.
I took them all to their proper place. Little Cole went directly to hell.
You've just got to settle it down. You know what?
Take us to the end, Dustin. It's just two more sentences.
So Little Rooster was all alone with the little dead hen.
Aww.
This is... I can't finish it. And he dug a grave for her, which he could have done on top of Nut Hill. Then he laid her in it and made a mound on top. It's lovely. That was nice. Afterward, he sat down on the ground and grieved until he, too, died.
Oh. Wait, let's let death say the last sentence.
And then everyone was dead.
Holy stinking crap was that?
I don't know. Let's figure it out.
No, there's nothing to figure out. Everybody died. Everybody. Everybody died.
What could the purpose of this tale be for people back in the 1600s.
If you don't share your large nut that you find on the top of Nut Hill, everybody dies. Everybody.
That's deep.
Everybody.
If you don't share your nuts,
everybody
dies. Everyone dies.
There's
like,
no moral.
It's like a story. John Wick movie.
Everybody. No, it's... There's at least one person that's alive of John Wick movies.
John Wick 3.
Everybody dies.
They steal his nuts.
Oh, God.
And everyone must die.
Including John Wick.
Dun, dun, dun.
Also known as Baba Yaga. Everybody. Everybody. The bear, the wolf, the stag, the fox, the chicken, the rooster, the mice, the coal, the straw.
Hey, the rock made it. He was rock solid.
How do you kill a rock?
I don't know. You can't.
That was disturbing. I'm out.
Good night.
Bye.
Thanks to our special guest, Death.
Now, go away. Go back in your corner.
Good night. Be seeing you shortly.
Back in the corner.
Stories like this carry us back to a primordial kind of attention. The attention we gave the world when every day was a struggle to stay alive.